Hello, I finally found someone who can do graphics. You know, all my life I've been grappling with the issue about how I could present data. You know, I failed the drawing class, I failed everything to do with pictures. My sister is a proper painter, so I obviously have an inferiority complex. But I've finally found a guy who does infographics. Now, these are the fancy stuff where you represent how data is moving around the world, and I'm going to get him to tell me who he is. And look, why am I saying what you're doing? Who are you and what do you do, please?
Well, I'm Dr. Finn McLeod, and I've been doing this for the last couple of years with a fellow developer up in Limerick. What do you want to know?
I want to know, first of all, how would people find you on the internet? We're talking here in Cork, but they only hear your voice, but how would they find you?
I guess on LinkedIn is probably the best way to do it, get in touch through the Rubicon Denise. Talking to her quite a lot.
Now, tell me, are you an infographics man?
We are, yeah. We've got a new product coming out soon. I'll show you in the talk at 4.
Yeah.
But it's a bit odd doing it over audio because you just don't get the immediacy of the information. It's not some things that when you hear them are kind of complicated through words and numbers. When you actually see them directly, they make immediate impact and you get complicated concepts in seconds.
I'm easy to persuade on this. Can you show us a picture here on the screen? He's now on the screen in front of him. He's starting something up. It looks terribly complicated to me. I see Apache, Mercury. God, I might be giving away trade secrets here for all I know. The interesting thing about this is that this marvelous man is using a Dell Inspiron, and I have a Dell Inspiron, and mine is so terribly slow. I'm used to Dell Inspirons taking a while. Here we are. What are you collecting money for? Oh, I haven't got a business card handy. So what are we going to... We're looking at a... is this thing called personal brain important?
No. It's nice, though, if you do get a chance to see it. It could be an example of some nice graphics. It's like a mind mapping tool, but it's a little bit more dimensional.
I've seen some extraordinary graphics on the internet about, you know, who's doing what and who's using...
It's become of age. It's been bubbling away for a long time in like academia, you know, data viz and all that sort of stuff. But only recently now is it becoming something that will be mainstream because the broadband speed is actually going fast enough.
Okay, I'm looking at a thing. Can I speak about this?
If you want, yeah.
I'm looking at a thing called tree streaming. What is this? Is this InfoViz?
This is a mind map called Personal Brain. So this is just what I'm doing in the presentation on.
Okay, you're doing a presentation. When are you doing the presentation?
At 4:30.
Well, I'll be there, I can tell you that.
Now,
I'm looking at something that says Introduction to InfoViz.
This is Beck here. Was the guy that designed the London Underground. Now, before 1921...
The man who designed the London Underground map, right? His name was Harry Beck.
Harry Beck, 1921. Before that, it was like this. You can see, obviously.
I'm now looking at the map of the Underground before 1921. I can see Hyde Park Corner. I can see the Oval, Stockwell, Clapham Road, Clapham Junction. I can see Surrey Docks. I can see, but go on. Yeah, this looks a very... So this is what it was before it became the 1933 version, which is much cleaner, full of straight lines in comparison.
Well, what he did was he got rid of location. The big difference here is that these underground maps, or these underground stations, are not location dependent. They're only connection dependent. So his big insight was people don't need to know exactly where they are. They only need to know how things are connected together. And by throwing away that location data, he suddenly made things so much easier to use for everyone.
God, you're so right, you know, because I know that the distance between, you know, Oxford Circus and Marble Arch is a lot less than that in real life.
Yeah.
But, of course, it's spread out a bit to make the stations evenly apart.
That's exactly right.
Fantastic. God, this takes me back to London. What's your favourite graphic that you could easily show me? A personal favourite, right? Right. Tell us about it.
It doesn't look like much, but it is spectacular. It displays information in three different ways and shows us that for one idea, there are many, many representations.
So on the right-hand side, I see something which is a bit like a table, a whole load of numbers. And in the center, I saw a little arrow, our target.
So here you've got two tables of numbers.
Yes.
Your dimensions are two tables of numbers, right? Here you're using the dimension of x and y.
Yes.
So that's what that parabola is there. Isn't it?
Yes. A parabola, folks. Remember that?
And then here on the top, you're using the dimensions of x and color.
Yes. Yes, I've got color. Yeah. All the way from what? Black to crimson and back again or something.
Right. So yeah. you could equally well use the dimensions of color and time. So you would have, in that case, a pulsating dot. You know, it'd be just a dot that's changing in color over time. And it's giving you the same information. But it's represented, you can represent it in different ways.
Where do you teach?
I'm living at home off social welfare at the moment. But I did work as a researcher for a little while, so it's a question of getting this thing onto
And why have you come to Barkham Cork, as a matter of interest? Tell us why.
I'd like someone to buy the software.
You want someone to buy your software?
Yeah, I'd love that.
Right. Now, would you be prepared to sell your software to somebody in Silicon Valley?
I certainly would, yeah.
Okay, now there's somebody over in Silicon Valley listening to this conversation. Give us a one-minute elevator pitch for your software.
Well, at the moment, it's the Irish budget, the dramatic tree map visualization, hierarchical data tree map visualizations of the Irish budget, which cuts decision-making time down from about 20 minutes down to 2, if you understand it correctly.
Hang on, are you saying that this piece of software will help people make decisions in relation to the upcoming Irish budget?
Absolutely, yeah.
Come on, say a bit more.
The talk at 4 is the one to go to. You'll have a look at that.
Okay. Look, how will anybody find it? Tell us this, because I'm fascinated. Anything that will cut the Irish budget down in time is a great help.
Okay, so LinkedIn and search for me, Finn McLeod, M-A-C-L-E-O-D.
Finn McLeod.
That's it.
M-C.
M-A-C-L-E-O-D.
Okay, great. Thank you, Finn, very much for this interview. I'll be there straight away.
Super.
Bye-bye.
Great.